Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Kayla Patterson, P4P Muscle in the house, and I'm really excited for today. This is one of those times where you get to talk about somebody that's been so good to you and the things you do. But first, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And, you know, I'm just really happy with the way things have been going. And, you know, you start from somewhere and then you end up somewhere else. But somewhere in between, there's that turning point, I guess the best way to say it. And there's a thing that happens, and there's somebody that basically comes into your life that puts you in the right direction and actually helps you get there by staying with you the whole time. And I was blessed enough to run into a fella that was just head and shoulders, just a great individual. And everything he did and everything he is was just basically real nice and real cordial, just friendly. And there was a lot of things that I was doing that were kind of rough around the edges. But he could see it, and he could see where I was going, and he really wanted to help, and he did. But it's like, it's just that kind of person that you know they're in your corner no matter what. And, well, he just stayed there, and he just kept helping and kept doing everything. And all the time he would help me, I just would wonder, you know, what's going on? You know, why is this guy being so helpful? Why is he helping me so much? But I guess when you start seeing the drive in people and seeing how much they want to do something correctly, you know, you want to help them get there. And I've basically been that person just like he's doing now. I've been basically blessed to pass it on to the people that I help and deal with. And it's just one of those things where no matter what, it's like you can never give enough back. And so sometimes you give to others because that's what he taught you to do. Or he or she, you know, in my case, it just happened to be a guy. And, you know, he took me under his wing and started teaching me about nutrition, started teaching me about fitness, started teaching me about just so many things that I thought I had an idea about. But when you learn how much more there is to it, you realize, you know, it's just so much information out there and good information and healthy, valuable information if you're willing to listen and be taken under someone's wing. I just enjoy every second of all the time that he gave me, because it just meant that much, that he was just trying and trying and trying. And to have him, you know, doing the things he's done and did, just changed my life. And all I ever wanted was to just, you know, give back to everyone that I interact with the way that he would give back to me. And, you know, more and more and more, I found, you know, that it's never enough. If you're really sincere in your heart, all that you do and want to do will never be enough to pay back what someone that was in your corner actually did for you. And, my goodness, I don't think that day will ever come where I feel like I've done enough to give back to to equal, you know, what he's done to basically make it fun again. You know, the gym was always something I did, but everything about what I was doing was kind of wrong. And to have him doing all that he did and helping and, you know, so many people hustling and doing people dirty, it was, I was just waiting on that moment of where's the catch, you know, what's going on. And it never happened. All he did was help me as much as he knew how with all the information that he could give me that I could actually take in and understand. And it just stayed that way, you know, and I said, you know, everything I wanted to do was to let him know that I couldn't do enough for enough people because, you know, just the time that he took with me. And I wanted him to see that it wasn't ruined, it wasn't wasted. It meant something to me. It mattered because he was telling me that I mattered. And I never wanted to abuse that right. I never wanted to hurt him. And I never wanted to, you know, really get away from what he taught because it was so sound in everything that it was. And, you know, he's got many degrees. He's got many crazy ways of looking at things, but it all makes sense if you just take it to heart and do it. Because the application was what he had taught me. He wanted me to be my best by basically being better than what I thought I could do. And isn't that any good instructor, isn't that any good teacher, isn't that any great philosophy where you improve after all is said and done? And that's what he did, day in, day out, just constantly there to help me out, to make sure that I was doing fine and, you know, finding ways to improve. And one of the big things that he said would always be the best way to take it was to be a natural athlete. Because all that hard work isn't done in vain. Just like he was showing me the work that I could do, and he was taking his time, and I was showing him that it wasn't wasted. He was also showing me that what I was doing for my health and fitness wasn't wasted, because there would be nothing but overall benefits, continuous benefits, lifelong benefits. So everything I was doing had a purpose. As much as it seemed like hard work, as much as it seemed like, you know, I'm running myself ragged, as much as it seemed like everything I was doing was getting harder, he was constantly putting it in a way where it didn't seem so hard. And I don't know, it's hard to explain when you have somebody, and I'm sure there's many listeners out there that really understands what I'm saying, because they've had that person that didn't seem to add up to society and what they were used to, but they just found a way to get to you and get you to understand what good health and basically self-improvement is all about. And This was the guy that did that for me. Because there was plenty of things that I knew and I thought I knew. And he still found a way to show me that, yeah, you're not as smart as you think you are, but you do have the wherewithal to get better. And, I mean, he had to have patience of Job with the way he would do things. And it doesn't seem like he's going to be able to get connected through this day. So we're going to do a part two on this one because I really want the men in nation to hear from this guy because he's a true gem. And so I'll try to have him on next week, sometime next week. Even if I have to do a special episode, I'll do it because he's just that important to me. So to any listener, I'm sorry that we weren't able to get through to him this time, but we'll for certain have him on in the future. So thank you, everybody, and hopefully this piques your interest for the part two and you actually tune in, and we'll try to catch up with him then. So until then, this is Caitlin Patterson, and we are...